Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We have to turn to Texas, where the migrant crisis may be on the verge of getting a whole lot worse. But now we're learning that thousands more could be on their way from Colombia, from Panama, from Peru. That could triple the number of migrants.
Get it under control, or you have it under control. We will get it under control.
I'm right on top of that, Rose.
It is a human tragedy, and we are addressing it as best we can.
I'm right on top of that, Rose. No.
And I fully support what is happening right now, which is a thorough investigation.
I am on top of it.
Yeah, you're on top of it. And I'm on the bottom.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We cannot continue these hateful and xenophobic Trump policies that disregard our refugee laws.
Wait, what?
The American people are fed up with this. They'd like some leadership from the White House, from President Biden, from Vice President Harris, but they're certainly not seeing it. It's because the White House is not willing to embrace the policies that work.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. 844-500-4242, and we've got a lot to get through here today. I'm wondering if we should let's do a few more Biden cuts. It was a big speech. It's always a big speech when the president goes to the United Nations to address the nations of the world in confederation assembled, as they say. So let's go with cut three.
We're challenged by urgent and looming crises, wherein lie enormous opportunities.
We're challenged by urge and looming crisis. Cut six.
And the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, as we seek to shape the emergence of new technologies.
New TOT technologies. We're not going to let China make all the toys anymore. We're going to come up with new TOT technologies. You know, there's a midterm coming. The midterm elections are coming. So you know what that means. Cut four.
And take the necessary steps to prepare ourselves for the next pandemic, for there will be another one.
Just in time for the midterm elections. That's what we need. 844-500-4242. We also have to deal with the problem of nuclear proliferation, which he's all in favor of when it comes to Iran. But when it go to the United Nations, he has to speak against it. Cut 16.
Or enduring threats like nuclear proliferation.
It's not proliferation, it's proliferation. It's like, it's not government, it's government. Government. Cut 17.
The United States remains committed to preventing Iran from gaining a nuclear weapon.
Preventing Iran. And again, he has this tendency to either drop letters out of words that he's reading on the teleprompter or to add words. Like, for instance, instead of saying sting, he says string. Listen, cut 18.
We know the bitter string of terrorism. The bitter sting of terrorism is real.
You know, when I worked at a local TV news operation many years ago, they always said, before you go on the air, even if you've got a teleprompter, you got to keep the copy in your hands because something could go wrong with the teleprompter and you need to know what you're reading. And the other thing is, if you see a word for the first time, it may confuse you, even if you're not senile at 79, 78 years old. But Joe Biden never worked at a local TV station, so he doesn't know this. Cut 19.
One of the most important ways we can effectively enhance security and reduce violence.
We all want to effectively enhance security. I don't think there's any question about that. And here's one. We don't even know what this one, what he said here. It's just unintelligible. Cut 20.
The commitment of the United States to Israel's security is without question.
I've since figured it out. He said Israel's security.
Yeah, I think I got that too. Israel.
It was so mumbled and slurred.
I feel bad that did the translators, they have many translators at the UN, obviously. Did they get time and a half or double time or hazard duty pay, or do they get an extra sick day for having to sit through a Joe Biden speech? Now, again, we mentioned earlier that Justin Trudeau had some problems last night with his address. Cut 20. Let's play cut 22 with Justin again.
I will never apologize for standing up for an LGBTQ2+ kids' rights to not have to undergo conversion therapy.
So Joe Biden has had that same problem, of course. So today, he was really taking his time because he didn't want a Justin Trudeau moment out there. Cut 24.
We all must defend the rights of LGBTQI individuals.
LGBTQI individuals. All right. 844-500-4242. Was he reading off a teleprompter? Yes, of course.
Is the Pope Catholic?
You don't think he was speaking extemporaneously, as if he could pronounce the word extemporaneously. 603, were there actually important people in this room with him? This is the UN. There's no one important really there. Come on. But, you know, they think they're important. They get to double park in Manhattan. So I guess you could say they're legends in their own mind. 774, has Chris Wallace decreed the Biden speech as the greatest ever yet? I think he said it was the greatest since the Sermon on the Mount and the Gettysburg Address together. You know, it was better than both of those. 413, imagine how much Biden's sign language interpreters have to get paid. You remember when was it Jersey Joe Walcott or Joe Lewis? I think it was Jersey Joe Walcott fought Rocky Marciano in the early 50s, and he got pounded so hard he couldn't lift his arms for 2 weeks. That's how sore they were. This would be the same thing with these interpreters, right? They're all going to go Jersey Joe Walcott. They're not going to be their arms are probably soaked down in ice now. Or heat. Would it be heat or ice that when your arms would be so tired from trying to figure out what Joe Biden is really saying? .207, remember from 2001 to 2008 when George W. Bush would mispronounce words and the media accused him of being an unintelligent moron who couldn't speak? Yes, you know what? Now that you mention it, I do remember that. And there's nothing like that. 844-500-4242. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, speaking of interpreters, I'm just thinking, what about the poor interpreter from Uzbekistan who's trying to be accurate in interpreting, and he's thinking to himself, I'm going to get fired today. There's no way they're going to believe that I'm accurately interpreting.
I don't know. At this point, Johnny, he's been president for 8 months, and he stumbled around the country for a year and a half. I think even in Uzbekistan, they have a pretty good idea that he's not really all there, as they say, right?
Exactly.
I don't think anybody has to. I'll bet drinking is heavy around Turtle Bay today on the east side of New York. 844-500-4242. It's hard to make sure that you're getting all the nutrients you need throughout your day if you keep a busy schedule. Work obligations, family, friends, and hobbies. All of these things can get in the way of essential self-care that makes you the best parent, spouse, friend, and employee you can be. That's why SuperBeats Heart Chews are an essential part of my daily routine. I take two a day. Look at them. I'm holding them up now for the cameras. And They're wrapped in foil like a candy. They taste good like a candy, but they're not full of empty calories and refined sugar. They're good for you. Super Beats Heart Chews are fantastic. They make you feel better. I've noticed a difference in energy. They're great for your energy, blood pressure, and circulation. Super Beats Heart Chews combine non-GMO beets with a special ingredient, grapeseed extract, that is unique to Super Beats Heart Chews. Grapeseed extract has been the focus of scientific research for years due to its high concentration of antioxidants, which support cardiovascular health and overall wellness. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beats Heart Chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Whenever you have anything in your daily life that requires a little more energy or you need a little boost, just pop a Super Beats Heart Chew and you'll feel better. You'll be ready to go. You can't find this quality of grapeseed extract in just any product. The grapeseed extract in Super Beats is clinically studied, quality tested, traceable to the source, scientifically shown to support blood flow and healthy blood pressure. Healthy blood pressure means blood flow, means more energy, the way nature intended, without the jittery caffeine or stimulants. And just two delicious chews a day give you the blood pressure support you need and the energy you want. Do what I did and support your heart health with delicious Super Beats Heart Chews. I'm holding up the bag of them now. You get a lot in that bag. Get your Super Beats Heart Chews today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. When you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third one for free. It'll keep you going for a good long time. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10, if it's used at all.
He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
When the world gets too loud, create your own soundtrack with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who should BLM be more angry with concerning the Texas tourists? Carmine's Restaurant or Bill de Blasio?
Carmine's Restaurant.
Bill de Blasio's polling at 95%, his highest poll ever.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, do you really think that Carmine's wanted to turn away 6 paying customers? Give me a break. It's ridiculous. It's not going to happen, as George H.W. Bush used to say. Not going to happen unless they have to, unless they're forced to, unless they're worried about losing their liquor license. 844-500-4242. By the way, if you enjoyed my column, I wrote a news story with the editor, Joe Dwinell, about the Mass state trooper who was fired over his sexting, sending pictures of his private parts to a woman that he'd met on a domestic abuse call. Nice fella. And he was asking to see her quote-unquote parts. Quite a guy. But we have posted the entire report from a district attorney's office into it. It's 7 pages long. I think it's pretty entertaining, isn't it, Taylor? You know?
Yeah, it's solicitous.
You mean salacious?
Salacious. He was being solicitous.
He was soliciting something, is what he was doing, with his salacious text. And he ends like half of them, LOL. As I said, there is the mark of a pedestrian mind on the internet.
Well, we looked him up, and he's certainly, if that's the profile that we saw, he's certainly very childlike.
Yeah, he describes himself as an underachiever. And I think that's a pretty accurate description of him, considering what we now know of his work.
Very big into video games.
Yeah. He's just, generally speaking, a real dope. I mean, you know, you get a job in the Mass State Police, it's like hitting the lottery. You know, you get a, you win, you get the, I just won $5 million on a scratch ticket. And then you stick it in your pants pocket and throw your pants into the wash. That's what these guys are doing. They're throwing away multi-million dollar jobs. It's unbelievable how they, and for what? Did he, when was the last time anyone ever got got where they wanted to go, as the mothers and mamas and papas used to sing, with an unsolicited picture of one's private parts? I know where it got Carlos Danger. I know at least one Fox News host that got fired. But and this guy, cost him his multi-million dollar job at the Mass State Police. But anyway, if you want to read the entire report, it's posted at Howie Carr Show. HowieCarrShow.com, and it's right there at the top. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, good afternoon, Howie. Love the show.
Thank you.
Howie, I'm just calling you from up north in Montreal, and I got a kick of the tape you played of Justin Trudeau bumbling through the words with Joe, and you mentioned Joe Biden has that low approval rating in Iowa, I think you said.
Yes, Iowa, anyway. Yeah.
Well, listen, the funny thing is, Justin Trudeau got elected, but he lost a popular vote.
Yeah.
This election, the lefties are going to crow about this, but this is quite a personal defeat for Justin Trudeau. He called the election, after he got elected in 2019. He got the lowest popular vote in Canadian history ever to form a government back then. He broke his own record yesterday. He went even lower in the popular vote.
So what did he? What percentage of the popular vote did he get, Peter?
Yesterday,
yeah.
he got 31.7%.
31.7%
of the popular vote, which in Canada works out to about 5.5 million people.
So two to one. He lost the popular vote. 2-1
because. Well, in the parliamentary system that we have, it's really how many seats you win.
I guess
it's pretty much universal. But he lost the popular vote. And in 2019, he got 33%. Yesterday, got 31.7. So he dropped, but he broke his own record. I mean, how bad is that?
Well, how many votes did the other candidate get, the conservative?
The conservatives won the popular vote. That was Aaron O'Toole, 34.4%. Of the popular vote. So he knows Trudeau out by, 2-point-something percentage points there in the popular vote. But again, it's who forms the seats. You see, the Liberals are very sly. They've got a great machine, Machiavellian kind of great, that is, and they know how to win the seats.
Well, we call it gerrymandering down here. There would be the leftists, if the leftists ever lost an election to, if Donald Trump ever got 32% of the vote and was the re-elected president, there would have been they would have been burning down the cities for 2 months, Peter.
And it would be on the nightly news every night, day in, day, for the next 4 years. So what this really means is, now with this minority government, it cost $600 million. 2 years ago, that election cost $500 million. Trudeau goes in saying, "Oh well, I want a clear mandate from Canadians." And he didn't get it, obviously.
A clear mandate and with 32% of the vote?
Says, well, thank you for the clear mandate. the BS is just incredible. And look for another Canadian election.
Is the CBC rolling over for this? Are they letting him get away with this? Or are they pointing out that this is a pretty pathetic showing?
Well, you know what? We have the fake news media here. I think it's actually worse than what you have in the U.S., although we have a national paper, the National Post. They're pretty good. But by and large, they give him an easy ride, because in Canada, Trudeau funds the media with government money. We have a state broadcaster, CBC, Canadian Broadcasting.
That's part of the infrastructure bill down here. They're going to have the government paying the payroll taxes for the local newspapers. I mean, it's just insane. And it hasn't gotten hardly any publicity. The Wall Street Journal says they're going to do nothing but editorials about all the crap that is in this infrastructure bill. And that's one of the things that's in it, one of the smaller points. But thanks for the update from Quebec, Peter. 32% of the vote, less than 32%. It's a landslide.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Sometimes we do this on Monday, sometimes we do it on Tuesday. Today we're doing it on Tuesday, and that is Hate Mail Monday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
Every week, once a week, we go through our fan mail, our MASH notes. We get voicemails, emails, texts. People post on the message boards how much they love us. Listeners, readers, viewers, fans in general. For me, for Grace, for Taylor, for everybody on the show. And this is the time of the week when we check in with Hate Mail Monday.
Yeah, and I'm going to start off strong. You have a column out today. Massachusetts State Police trooper fired over cleavage, D-cup, and penis messages. And you're very proud of this column, Howie. Do you care to give a little summary?
We got a tip 4 months ago that this cop had been arrested for sending out pictures of his Johnson. And we didn't even know his name. It took us a month to find out his name. And then when we found out his name, I said, we'll work on getting you the police report. 3 months later, we finally got it yesterday, the report on what Nidu Andrade is his name. Nidu P. Andrade.
Tom D. writes underneath the column, and the reason I chose this is because I know it's going to hit. It's going to hurt you.
Yeah.
Confusing article, not well written.
Well, Joe Dwinell wrote most. He wrote most of it, but I'll take.
Oh wow!
I will. I don't think it's that bad of an article. There's
the
one
buck
sentence
stops.
There's one sentence that's a little confusing, but it's not a bad story. I mean, when you're talking about texts where someone is demanding to see a woman's private parts and then sending pictures of his own private parts, I mean, do you expect it to be written like? Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire by Edward Gibbon? I don't think so.
Okay. That was a good defense, a robust defense, some might say. Howie, you also have a story about Joe Biden. You asked to shut off his microphone.
Yes.
This person says, yawn, come on, Howie. You can stop being a sycophant for President Trump.
I don't recall, but...
Or as Howie says, sycophant.
Sycophant. I like sycophant. That's the way we pronounce it in the King's English, the Queen's English.
How do you pronounce the word ancient?
Ancient.
This should garner more hate mail. I like to create hate mail as we go. And before we get to the rest of the comments, I would like to play a few voicemails. Speaking of your pronunciation, Howie, you have been eating paella the last couple of days.
Paella, yes.
He's been trying to pawn it off on the rest of us. It was from Thursday. It's great seafood paella, but sitting in the fridge over the weekend.
Now.
Yeah.
The thing was, Precinct 10 was told, bring in food for the entire staff and six VIPs. Only two VIPs showed up. So we had a lot of extra food, but it's such good food, I didn't want to waste it.
Yes.
There's a time to say goodbye.
But at the beginning...
No,
especially
not
concerning seafood.
That time has not arrived yet for our delicious
seafood leftovers.
And
leftovers one day.
It's the way you work it into every conversation. Like, I'll ask you a question about something with politics, and you'll look at me and say,
Grace,
have
you
some
want
paella.
You want that paella?
And he's very... Now, how you have mastered how to say it, but at the beginning, you weren't as sure. You were kind of saying it as it reads. You were pronouncing the L's. Cut two, please, Taylor.
Hey, Howie, it's paella. Not paella.
I'm so used to paella. You know, it's hard to adjust my speech patterns.
Also, I do a advice segment.
I love paella even more than I love paella, by the way.
I do an advice segment on my show, and I gave out the email for it in case people had any inquiries they wanted my wisdom on. And instead, it has been infiltrated by haters. This person, Troy, writes, this is an email for both you and your partner, old Howie the con man. I have no idea who...
Con man? How dare you? I didn't come here to be made sport of. I'm a grifter. I'm a grafter.
I have no idea who gave both of you a program and who would want to listen to it. The same old garbage every day. Your old.
We have new garbage every day. Those were... We just played over 20 new incoherent Biden sound cuts. We don't have to recycle anything around here, pal.
Your old partner is a con man selling items. He has his head so far up Trump's rump that he's invisible. He said it's a pandemic created by Democrats, but ran like a chicken and got the shot. He's making in front of Cuomo stop the double standard. People are actually... What is it?
Did Joe Biden write this?
People are actually dumb enough to pay to see you talk into a microphone. I know, it's lovely. We like our job. We're happy.
See?
Tell old chicken man that the callers make who he is and where are they? It's like a ransom note. It's hard to understand. Okay, let's also talk about... You just referenced...
Needu makes more sense than that guy does.
You just referenced all your Biden cuts. You're, again... You're a proud man. You're very proud of those cuts. Some people do not enjoy them. Cut three.
Howie, have you ever noticed that Joe Biden misspeaks and kind of slurs his words? Have you ever noticed that? Oh, wait a minute. That's all you ever talk about, Burn.
Burn?
That means
yeah, that's what
you
say. You just got roasted. Burn.
Oh, I thought he was referring to Elizabeth Warren's favorite community on the Cape.
That shows how hep you are.
Hate Mail Monday, even when it's on a Tuesday, is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, providing quality baked goods and rolls to fine restaurants across the nation, like the 110 Grill for over 100 years. They really are delicious bread and everything. The rolls, the French bread, make sure you try it. It's absolutely amazing. Okay, now here's a message underneath your column about General Milley.
General Milley, the drunk driver from Vietnam.
George Carlson writes, there is little as disgusting as a non-entity coward like Carr daring to attack a man whose family has served this nation across multiple generations. Carr is nothing but a clickbait lure for the Boston Herald's advertising department.
And General Milley is nothing but the worst chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in American history.
By the way,
and he drove the wrong way down a one-way street in Cumberland County, North Carolina.
He also adds, how any veteran can read Carr's columns without vomiting is inexplicable.
I don't. I think maybe General Milley should. I don't know if he needs to vomit, but he needs to definitely check out the salad bar. Might also check out the
Howard,
the Newton Wellesley Hospital Weight Loss Reduction Center.
I also got hate on one of my columns where. I don't even remember what I wrote about now. It feels like so long ago. I wrote about the Biden administration, all the problems they're dealing with. And Justin Stryker wrote another trash article by Howie Carr Jr., short on facts and long on rhetoric. The rubes in the Herald comments section are sure to lap it up. They did. It's actually still, it's number 7 right now. I mean, I'm behind like 4 of your columns, but hey, I'm on the top 10.
You know, when they always say that you or I are short on facts or we're all wet or we lied, they never give us a citation.
No. I would love one, actually. I would love a citation one of these days. This is an old classic. Cut 4, please, Taylor.
Hey, Howie, I may be a chump, but you're a wiener.
You don't even have to respond.
Sounds like you switched cell carriers. A lot more echoey.
Taylor, yeah. You got a little hate as well. This is cut 1.
Howie, why did you leave us with Fall River Frank on Friday? What a crooning loser. He thinks he's Jack Parr. He's more like Jack Subpar.
Crooning loser, that's got to hurt.
By the way, speaking of Fall River Frank, Jaisal Correa will be unavailable to guest host the show for the next 5-plus years. That's
bummer.
With good behavior. You got 6 years, but with good behavior, he'll be out in about 5 years, 1 month.
I would also just like to mention, actually, first, before I go into this, let's play cut 5, Taylor.
Hey, Howie, we all know that the only time you move fast is when your little tub of tartar sauce starts sliding off your tray. That's it, Howie. Bye-bye.
If you had a little tub of tartar sauce sliding off a tray, I have no doubt that you would move fast.
I would.
You have cat-like instincts when it comes to that kind of thing.
Yes, I do. And I have a, I don't have tartar sauce here at the studio, but I do have some at home.
I'm actually surprised you don't have it here. You don't just put a dollop on your nachos every day.
If I wasn't leaving in 2 weeks to go back to Florida, I'd put it on the list for my next trip to Market Basket.
What am I supposed to do with all this paella?
All right, now there's a cut on here, and I have to call this out because usually hate mail is given to us by listeners, by fans, but this actually came from within, and it hurts even more. Matt, who's in the back there in the green room pretending he can't hear us, he has a problem with something I said yesterday. I was referencing the Toy Story movie, and I guess I named one of the characters wrong. This, and he pulled this out so we could replay it. This is cut six. I think all I can think of is what Buzz Lightning said to Woody. You are a sad little man. When I see these people, it's like, this is what you got going for you in your life? I guess it's not Buzz Lightning. The VIP also told me this. It's Buzz Lightyear. And for that, I apologize.
The line is, you are a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity.
We work with, I just want to let you know this, we work with a bunch of nerds.
It's a Pixar movie from our youth, Grace.
603 says, when did Hate Mail Monday become Employees Hate Howie Day? And don't forget Employees Hate Grace Day, too.
I know, right? I'm getting it on all sides here. You guys are supposed to be on my team. Anyway, that's Hate Mail Monday brought to you by Pantadosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916 and providing delicious baked goods and rolls to fine restaurants across the nation like the 110 Grill for over 100 years.
201 says, when I grew up in Hudson County, New Jersey in the 1950s, leftovers were leftovers till gone. Amen.
That is...
Portland, Maine was a lot like Jersey City, I'll tell you that.
Howie, you could do an entire segment on how the generations treat expiration dates. Because I was home one time and there was this big thing of chicken noodle soup. And I called up to my mom and I said, is this chicken noodle soup so good? And she said, yep, it's so great. Yeah, eat it all. She's just like you, Howie. And then I started eating it. My brother came home and said, oh my God, you're eating that? That's been here for like a month. And so the difference of what the younger generation considers when it's bad versus the older, you guys would have us eating stuff that's like 7 months old. Howie literally scrapes mold off of things and then eats them. It's insane.
Yeah, it's really a shame, too, that Gooner's no longer around because then I have to throw the mold down the garbage disposal.
Oh,
now.
My God.
It was good for Gooner. He lived to be 18 and a half.
Gooner is like a big block of blue cheese.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
How does our economy determine the value of an item? The price of the world's most valuable commodities are all set at auctions. Items such as fine arts, antiques, coins, and classic cars are often priced through auction. The fish you just ate, the textiles that make up the clothes on your back and the diamond on your finger, all of those items were originally priced through auction. So when it is time for you to sell the most valuable commodity you own, your real estate, why not sell it at auction with J.J. Manning? Our clients are affluent and intelligent decision makers who set the terms and sell their real estate quickly and contingency-free in a competitive auction. There is no stigma and no distress in this process. Recent Howie and Grace listeners have seen upwards of 30 qualified buyers competing for their real estate. When you sell real estate traditionally, you pay the broker commission. But in a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays. That saves you thousands of dollars right there off the top. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr.
Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
Authoritarianism. The authoritarianism of the world. may seek to proclaim the end of the age of democracy.
Why can't he read the speech? Why can't someone tell him it would be really wise if you read the speech before you deliver it? Just to see what you have to be familiar with, what you're going to be talking about, what words you're going to be using, like sting rather than string. 844-500-4242. People are saying about how they think it's really overrated not to throw out leftovers after a day or so. 860 says, I'll wash the slime off old deli ham and proceed to make a sandwich. I don't know if I'll go that far, but I looked in the...
I'm not fussy about a lot of stuff, but when it comes to seafood, that's got an expiration date on it when it's in the fridge, after it's been heated up and put in the fridge again. One day, that's it.
I don't heat. I take a little bit and I put it in one of those plexiglass bowls and I cook it. And then I don't keep reheating the same stuff over and over again. I just reheat enough for lunch, and then it goes. And then I put what's left back in the refrigerator. It's not smelling up the refrigerator, is it? Plus,
I've got no problem with smell.
We got the thunderstorm in there too. The refrigerator thunderstorm is in there. I look today, you know, we're leaving in about 10 days to go back to Florida, and the mailroom manager got this ham, and not ham, a turkey, and it's vacuum wrapped boar's head. It's been there for a long time. So I looked on the pack today, October 21st. So it's good to go.
Mazel tov.
So you can eat it, Taylor, if you want it.
After I'm gone.
If it's there in the refrigerator, I will not have opened it. I may open it, I may not, but it's yours if you don't. Let's see if you really, you know, if you're really true to your word and you don't want to eat stuff that's been around for a long time.
No, I'm saying seafood. I didn't say anything else. Ask my wife. Expiration dates don't mean that much to me, except on seafood.
Got to man up. Got to man up. Got to eat lobster.
Maybe I've had an experience in the past where I've gotten sick.
So have I. So have I. And I got over it, damn it.
Okay.
That's because I'm from Seacoast, Maine.
Do you want me
it.
Into work tomorrow? Then I won't eat the expired seafood.
Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Hi, Howie. I just want to talk about the author of The Border Crisis, The Voter Balloting Fraud, The Afghan Disaster, and General Milley. And I wanted to ask you, what's the corrupt cop going to do, arrest himself?
Well, obviously, he's not going to arrest himself. I mean, this is a total disaster that we've got on our hands. And I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. As I said yesterday, if we knew how this was going to turn out and everything was going to be okay in 3.5 years and we were going to get a real president again and, you know, an American government that was for the American people and not designed to destroy the entire society. We could maybe laugh at it, but it's hard to laugh. I'm just playing these cuts, trying to prevent myself from crying, you know, thinking about this. This guy is a total buffoon, and he doesn't have control of the government. We don't even know who has control of the government. But I mean, if it's people like Blinken and Milley, I mean, it's pretty scary, isn't it? That guys like this, people like this, people who have never done anything, people who've never met a payroll, people who've never operated even an ice cream stand or Mr. Frosty, the senator from Massachusetts, has more experience in the private sector than Joe Biden or Taliban Tony Blinken or Jake Sullivan or any of these Bindle stiffs. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.